Oh, no. Our net says trying to reconnect. Okay, here we go. All right. Lord, be with us this morning. Good morning. This is Philip Nichols from the East Point Cumberland Presbyterian Church. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but now we are up and running. So good morning and welcome to the Facebook via live message this morning coming to you from the East Point Cumberland Presbyterian Church out on 278. I'd like to start this morning by saying welcome. And hopefully that you are doing well this morning. And we will open up in prayer this morning. And so if you would like to bow with me this morning, we'll get started. Got a lot to share with you today. Got a good message for you today. So if you'll pray with me this morning as we go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we are thankful this morning for the opportunity to come to you live via Facebook, share your word. Share the message of encouragement to those that are watching and listening today, Heavenly Father. God, we pray that you would hide me behind the cross today, Heavenly Father. And Lord, let your word be spoken through me as nothing more than a willing vessel, Heavenly Father. And God, we pray that through this message, God, that lives and hearts will be touched, encouraged, strengthened, Heavenly Father. And Lord, if they be one today that does not know you, that has never made that decision to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Lord, we pray today would be the day. Lord, it's very simple to do. It's very easy to do, Heavenly Father. And God, it would be the best decision that they'll ever make in their life, Lord. And they can have a new life starting today, Heavenly Father. So God, we praise you this morning. We pray for all the lost. We pray for all the sick, the dying this morning, Heavenly Father. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that this virus would just dry up and go away. But Lord, in the meantime, Lord, let us focus upon you. Let us rely upon your strength. God, give us the wisdom and the understanding, Lord, that we need to have today to get through this situation, Heavenly Father. And God, we praise you this morning. Lord, most of all, we just want to tell you that we love you. And God, if there be any sin within our lives, any sin within our hearts, Heavenly Father, God, we pray that you would just uproot it from us, Lord, and replace it with your love and all your goodness and your mercy and grace, Heavenly Father. And Lord, now we ask that you would lead us and guide us by the direction of the Holy Spirit this morning, Lord. And Lord, let every word that we say be to honor and glorify your holy name. And these things we ask humbly in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, well, good morning. I would like to share with you today a good word I think the Lord had given me. I was telling Dennis earlier this morning, he's the sound guy. You can't see him, but he's sitting in the back. But we were talking a few minutes ago about a book that my brother James had given me. And the title of that book is called Finding Hope After Devastation. And in that book, there was, I think the second chapter of that book talks about or is titled When the Bottom Falls Out. So that's what I want to share with you this morning. When the bottom falls out, what do you do? How do you handle it? I mean, which way do you turn? And where do you, what do you get from it? I mean, how do you react to it? And I just want to tell you, as a minister, my family and probably friends too, a lot of my friends know that I, in the past, as me and Dennis was talking about earlier this morning, I, in the past, have handled situations terribly. I'm full of hope. I'm full of faith. I trust in the Lord. I believe in God's word. I believe in God's purpose. But I have blown it many, many times with many, many different situations. But each time, I have learned something from those situations. I have learned something from the bottom falling out. And this, to me, today is a learning situation for all of us. And I want to say this to you. I don't get on Facebook a whole lot, but I've also told Dennis this morning that I've seen more posts on Facebook of people, of families, being with their children and being at home with their husbands and their wives and associating with their neighbors. And that's something that we don't always get the chance to do. But through this already, we can see that God's working and God's moving and God's blessing. So please stay positive this morning and in the upcoming days. Continue to pray and trust in the Lord. And I believe if you'll do that, He will help you in a mighty way. I'd like to share with you out of the book of Proverbs this morning. First of all, in chapter 13 and verse 12, the Word of God tells us, it says, hope which is deferred makes the heart sick, but desires fulfilled is a tree of life. Now, I have worried, and, you know, I have worried personally myself until I have made myself sick. And I know that I'm not the only one. I have worried so much about different things and different situations that I physically had become sick in my heart, in my being. And that's not a good place to be. That's not a good place to be at all. Because, you know, our trust and our hope lies again within the Lord. And that's the only place that you will find what you need today for every situation. Not just this situation we're going through, but every situation. That is the only way you're going to get through it. But when you defer your hope, and when you, like I say, when you hear reports, bad reports, it invokes fear. It invokes stress and anxiety. But you're deferring your hope. Pretty much when in the past, I have taken what has not came to pass yet in hopes of getting it. And I've just threw it right out the window. My hope, I just rolled the window down and just threw my hope and my faith right out the window. And then I'm trying to scurry around and try to find the answer to what I need. But you know, the funny thing about our hope and our faith, a lot of times we think, well, God's nowhere near us. God, we can't find God. We don't know where He's at. But you know, according to what I read, God's always with us. God's always with us. He's always walking with us. He's right beside us. He goes before us. He's behind us. He's covering us. But a lot of times we don't realize that because we're in too much of anxiety. We're in too much of turmoil and we're deferring our faith and our hope in the Lord, and we just don't see the hope and faith that we have right in front of us. I tell you today that the Lord is the same as He was yesterday. He's the same today, and He'll be the same for tomorrow and in the future. So don't worry about trying to find where God is. He's with you this morning. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll always be with you. So know that the Lord is with you today, and know that the Lord loves you today. If you don't hear anything else today out of this word, know that the Lord cares for you. Know that the Lord loves you, and to know that the Lord will strengthen you if you let Him. So with that said, I'd like to just continue on this morning. You know, a lot of in this time, we have to accept the reality of what's going on. And I'm a good preacher because I preach to the choir all the time. But I'm good at preaching the Word, but a lot of times I don't accept the Word. A lot of times I'm like everyone else. I'm human, and I just look for another answer. So now that can't be that simple. Listen, it is that simple. The gospel is simple. The ones that construed the gospel is us. I take the gospel sometimes and I make it difficult to be acceptable because I don't want to read what it says. But the gospel is a simple message if we just take it. It's just like I take it. I told Dennis this morning, we was talking about Advil and ibuprofen. And I take an Advil every morning. And it's that simple. All I got to do is open the bottle and get me one out and take it. And it's that simple. And that's the way the gospel is. That's the way the Word of God is. If we open it up, if we read it, if we take it for what it is, and if we accept it into our lives, into our hearts, it's that simple. And listen, I want to say to you today, if you're watching and you don't know the Lord, I was serious about that in my prayer just a few minutes ago. If you don't know the Lord today, it's that simple. There's no big process to come to know Jesus Christ. I accepted Jesus Christ at where I work, at Opal Steel, and 20 years ago. Back in 2001, 19 years ago, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And now look at me. I'm standing behind a pulpit preaching the Word of God to people. So it's that simple. And a guy that cared about me, that loved me, he asked me, he said, do you know Jesus Christ? Have you ever accepted Him as your Savior? And I said, no, I haven't. I said, well, I didn't say that. I said, I don't know. He said, but if you don't know, then you probably haven't. Listen, I know this morning. I know, as Brother Dudley Brock always has said, I know in my knower. He always said that. That stuck in my head. I guess it'll be stuck in my head forever. But he said, I know in my knower that Jesus Christ is my Savior. Do you know that this morning? Do you know that Jesus is your Savior today? If you don't, it'd be a great day to come to know Jesus Christ. And man, I'm telling you, He will change your life that quick. Your life will be completely new. Your old life will start to diminish. And listen, You'll have some trials. And you know, the thing about today is, in this time of trials and tribulations, even the Word of God, Jesus said, and He says in the Word of God that we're going to have troubles in this time. But He said, be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. Even when the bottom falls out, listen, we're still overcomers. And I know that. I can tell you that you and I are still overcomers. When the bottom falls out, when everything around us is falling apart, Jesus says, take heart, don't fear, be of good cheer. And you say, well, how can I be of good cheer with all the things that's going on around me? Well, you can be. It's difficult, but if you pray and ask the Lord to give you peace in your heart, give you strength in your heart, give you the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, I promise you, you can have cheer today. You can take, look around at your families. Listen, it's not as bad as it seems. Yes, and I know that there has been loss of life, and we are praying for those people, and it is terrible. But take a look at what you have at your house. Take a look at around you, what you have, your friends, your family, your children, your grandchildren. Take a look at your neighbors. Listen, you know, I read this week in the Word of God that in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10, I want to share with you what it says. It says that any Christian has the duty to serve each other. Each one should use whatever gift they have received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in the various forms. And from our serving one another, they will see God's grace in action as we demonstrate our faith. Listen, I want to say to you today, if you're a child of God, if you are a Christian, your duty, my duty today is to serve others. We are to be walking in love. We are to be faithfully serving God. We are to be helping our neighbors. And this is the greatest time for us to be doing that. This is the greatest time for us to be doing these things, is walking in love, professing our faith and hope in Jesus Christ, because there are lots of people out there today that are suffering. They don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Even I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But I have hope in my Lord and Jesus Christ, my Savior, that whatever He brings is going to be for my good. And I know it's going to be good, because if you're a child of God, He doesn't give us anything but what's good. So listen, what today we need to be doing as Christians, we need to be helping one another. We need to be serving one another. We need to be walking in love with one another. We need to be loving one another, even those that we don't want to love. Listen, I know there's a lot of people out there you may not want to love, you may not want to talk to, you may not want to associate with, but listen, we as Christians, it is our duty to do these things and to help one another. And listen, this is why the Scripture says, when we do these things, then they will see. And who are they talking about, they? I think they're talking about those that don't know the Lord, those that have fallen away from the faith even. And they will see what we are doing. They will see that we're walking in the graces of God, and they will come to know the Lord. They will want to come to know the Lord. And that's what's so great about this. See, there's a blessing in disguise here. The Lord is at work in all of what's going on in the world right now, if we just look at it that way. Now, I want to move on here and share a little bit more with you this morning. I want to share some encouraging word with you out of John chapter 14 and verse 1, which the word of the Lord says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me." Listen, it's not always easy to keep faith and hope, even though it's in your heart if you're a child of God. It's not always easy to have faith and hope right in front of you. And sometimes it's not always easy to find it, because we're looking so hard at other things. We're looking so hard at finding the answers that we're searching for, that we're so desperately needing. We don't realize that the faith and hope that we have is right in front of us. We possess it already. We just have to use it. We just have to bring it out. We have to bring it forth and use it to the glory of God. And I know that's not always easy. Like I said, even Isaiah 41 verse 10 reads, "Do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Listen, I know I have been in places, I have been in dry places where I have not been able to walk on my own. I've been in places where I haven't been able to stand on my own. But as I read the promise, this is a promise from Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10 that tells us very plainly, and I take this personally, I take this as a personal promise made to me that God, Isaiah is writing here. He says, do not fear, for I am with you. Listen again, the Lord is with you this morning. Do not be dismayed. Let not your heart be troubled this morning, for I am your God. Listen, the Lord loves you above any and all things. He says, I am your God. He says, I will strengthen you. The Lord has strengthened me so many times. He has picked me up with His righteous right hand, and He has carried me in His arms through the other side. And listen, I proclaim to you today that are watching, He will do you the same way. He has done you the same way in the past, and He will continue to do those things for you if you trust in Him and if you place your faith and hope in Him. He will strengthen you, and He will always be with you even until the end of the times. Now listen, I want to share just a few more words with you this morning before we close. I'd like to share with you out of Matthew's chapter 7 and verse 16, by the fruits you will recognize them. And listen, I want to read to you real quickly this morning out of Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 what the fruits of the Spirit are. They are love, they are joy, peace, forbearance, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Listen, like I said a few minutes ago, I have blown it many times. And I try to walk a godly life. I try to live a godly life, but I have not always done that. And I have not always demonstrated these fruits. I have not always demonstrated the godly person that I am, that I need to be every day. These fruits that I just mentioned to you out of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, these are the fruits of the Spirit that we need to be producing every day out in this world. We learn about them in the church. We are taught about them growing up, but we don't, a lot of times we don't apply them to our lives. And I, like I said, a lot of times I blow it and I make mistakes and I don't walk and live by these fruits, but I try my best to. But listen, that doesn't mean that, well, we've got to stop trusting in the Lord. That doesn't mean that the Lord's going to quit loving us. No, the Lord knows we're not perfect people, and He knows that we are a work in progress, and He knows that we still got a ways to go. But listen, today, church, family, and friends, I want to share one more thing with you, and this is the most important thing I want to share with you today. It's out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 6 and verse 19. Let me read this to you. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Now, I want to ask you today a very serious question. What are you anchored to today? What is your anchor holding on to today? I hope and pray that it's the Lord. Our anchor is God Almighty. We are to be anchored in Him today and in Him alone. And that's the only thing we need to be anchored to, because I want to tell you why. When you anchor to something, you got to make sure, number one, it's a good anchor. And number two, a good anchor is going to withstand any storm, even the worst of storms, any storm that could come our way. That's the kind of anchor you're going to get you through that storm. And God is that anchor. He's the anchor that's going to get you through the storm. And not only that, but the blessing, the true blessing is that God is going to be there as your anchor even after the storm is over. Because guess what? When this storm is over, there's going to be another storm come. And that's why it's important today that we have the anchor of God holding us in place, holding us steady to get us through the worst of the storms. So with that said today, I pray for you, and I ask you to pray for me and my family. The Lord's Word says we need to lift one another up in prayer and be in continual prayer. So please pray for all the people that you know that need help today. Use this word to strengthen someone today. Encourage them. And let them know that the Lord cares about them. Let them know that the Lord loves them. And let them know that the Lord is going to be with them through this whole situation. And even when the next storm comes, the Lord's still going to be there. So please put your faith, your hope, your trust, and your love in the Lord today. And I believe if you do that, I believe that you'll produce fruit. I believe that you'll produce fruit that will produce who knows what. And who knows how many lives that you may touch today by producing these good fruits. So with that said, let us bow together and let us pray as we close this service out today. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, again, we come to you this morning thanking you, Lord, for this wonderful day. Lord, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you, Lord, for being our God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. God, we pray for those that have watched this today. God, we pray for those that didn't have the opportunity to hear the word today, Heavenly Father. God, we pray for them, and we ask you, Lord, to bless them in a mighty way. Lord, we pray this in this upcoming week, Lord, that you would just strengthen us. Lord, lead us and guide us by the direction of the Holy Spirit. And God, we pray that for those that are struggling today, Lord. We pray for those that are weak today, Heavenly Father. God, we pray for those that are uncertain of tomorrow, Heavenly Father. God, I know what the Word says. I know what your Word says, Lord. We're not guaranteed a tomorrow. But Lord, if we're blessed with a tomorrow, Lord, we pray that you would strengthen each heart. We pray a double portion of blessings on each person, Heavenly Father. God, we pray for those that don't know your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. We pray for our enemies today, Heavenly Father. God, we rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. Lord, we cover all the people that are out there on Facebook today, Lord. We cover all the churches today, the church universal today, Heavenly Father. We cover all the children, grandchildren, Lord, our neighbors. Lord, we ask the blood of Jesus to cover our enemies today, Heavenly Father. And God, we ask you to forgive us of our shortcomings today, Heavenly Father. And God, continue to help us to grow in the wisdom and knowledge of your love and your grace and your mercy. And God, until the next appointed time that we can be here together again, we pray you would lead us and guide us, direct us by the Holy Spirit until we can be here together again, Lord. We love you, and we ask these humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.